First, I'd like to thank the family, Lieutenant Colonel Mills, Rochelle, Raven Lee, and the rest of the family for the distinct opportunity of being able to give a word for the Lord at this time, at such an occasion of sorrow, but such a great celebration of a life. I must say, I congratulate you on such a beautiful program. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. I'd like us to look at a passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 to 13. I'll just proceed and read it. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully know, even as I have been known. So now faith, hope, and love abides, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Just repeating a verse of a passage that someone else used earlier this morning from Songs of Songs, the Songs of Solomon, 8 verse 6. Set as me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. God of hope, grant your people the sense of hope at this time. God of comfort, grant comfort to those who mourn. God of love, embrace us now in your love. God of truth, unwrap your words so that the truth may be spoken in these moments. In Jesus' name, amen. It is rare to find a person who has had such great impact on so many people in such a short time as Lorraine did in the church here at Grace Missionary. I remember becoming aware of her sister when her pastor, Teddy Jones, introduced her as a new member early in 2018. And we were told of her recent baptism and her marriage. And we were introduced to her daughters, who were there as well. We were told that she had had a surgery, and there was a concern over her condition. But in the years that followed, what we observed was a demonstration of a life so devoted to Jesus that the things of Jesus and the things of Jesus that I only conclude that Lorraine found love that is out of this world. These thoughts motivated me to look at a well-known text that provides a new insight in the topic of love, which you know, 1 Corinthians 13. And this passage is frequently used at weddings. And someone may ask, why am I using it at a funeral? The poem not only defines and describes love, but in the closing stanzas, Paul highlights the mysterious challenges in the journey of love that culminates in the perfect maturity of love. First, he shows love's declaration that he announces there, love never fails, or love is eternal. Love never lets us down. Lorraine discovered an amazing love of eternal dimensions. And this love is best characterized by the gospel of Jesus. And it never hurts to always be brought back to our understanding of the gospel, which tells us that God loved us. God loved us when we were in our sin. We deserved punishment. We were hopeless, helpless sinners. But God sent Jesus to take our sin and our punishment, get himself involved with the pain of suffering and rejection that we should have suffered. Then he died in our place. But God resurrected him, showing that he has conquered death. And by his resurrection, he is victorious over death. It shows us that by simply believing in Jesus, all our sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven. All our guilt is removed. We enter into a constant relationship with Jesus that provides his presence in this life and ensures we'll have a resurrection just like his at the end of this life. What a wonderful gospel. And all this is provided by just believing, simply trusting, because we can never do anything to earn God's love, nor can we do anything that would make God love us anymore, but just believing. Thank God for that. In response and appreciation of this love, Lorraine devoted herself to loving God and his people passionately and wholeheartedly. Someone may cynically remark that, well, it's understandable, because she probably did this devotion of love because she was seeking being healed or something like that. And I would respond to that cynical remark that, to be honest, most of us came to Jesus out of a personal need. But what happens is that when we come to him, we discover a love that surpasses our need. And so we are willing to leave our water pots and leave it behind, because we have been invited to and experience a love that drives us beyond the wells to say, come see a man. And the water that's not in the well will keep us serving God. One remarkable example of that type of devotion was when our pastor Teddy had invited the church to make a Labor Day project at the Raytown Community Center on one Labor Day. And when I arrived, my wife and I arrived there, to our surprise, Lorraine was there with Rochelle. Now, I would confess, it's not work I'm used to normally, because they first presented me with a machete. But Lorraine wasn't looking the strongest, but she worked as hard as everyone else. And so much so that After a while, I think we left her there. But it gave me an opportunity to have to get to know Rochelle quite well there in discussion and find that she was definitely a lawyer in her arguments, in combating any point that I used to make to her there. But we worked together on that particular project that day. But she was not one that served God out of routine or ritual. And she was not into transactional love, saying, God, I will love you if you decide to do this for me. She discovered that we love God because he already has done for us. And nothing, he doesn't deserve to give us anything else but the salvation he has already given to us in Jesus Christ. And because of that, like the songwriter puts it when in that hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," he said, "Love so amazing, so divine, deserves my life, my soul, my all." Let me move on from love's declaration to love's dilemma. Because despite the declaration of love, life circumstances cause us to challenge whether we are being loved sometimes. Whether in personal relationships, or sometimes even in our relationship with God. But Lorraine discovered that love has unanswered questions in the here and now. We have experiences that are inconsistent with somebody who is being loved and cared for. And there are times when it seems that his presence isn't so near as we hoped for. And we struggle with doubts and fears. What I can appreciate about Lorraine is that she was not a Christian for such a long time to develop the hypocrisy that happens with a lot of Christians. So she was honest with her feelings. Loved it about that. So there were times, I recall the last time we were with Lorraine at her house just over a week before she passed. And when we were there, we sang, we held hands, and we were praying. And then I began asking her about, how is it? And she said, I have my doubts. I have my struggles. And then she reminded me of a testimony she gave in our adult Sunday school class once, where we listened to her, and she used as her example the life of Job. And she said, despite what Job encountered, he came to a conclusion, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. I said, sister, you got it. You got it. Because Paul explains this dilemma of love by discussing time in two dimensions. He uses the here and now and the then and there. He says in the here and now, can be confusing because we have trouble seeing properly. We see as in a mirror darkly. We don't understand the image we're seeing back at us. And we have a struggle in this here and now of knowing completely because there are things that we just don't know. Pity that when we don't know, we don't shut up sometimes. But when we don't know, just admit we don't know. And we don't understand. We see a dim reflection in a mirror. Things don't appear as they ought. Someone who is devoted to her Lord, yet she suffers and then dies. Doesn't make sense. Someone with great potential, a lovely life ahead, with a lovely house, loving family, spouse and children, yet has to bid them farewell, not seeming to enjoy them fully. We don't understand how these equations in life don't seem to always balance. But we are living in a broken and a disjointed world, and things are not as they appear. But because there is a here and now with its confusion, thank God there is a then and there in the beyond, where all life's questions will be answered, because we will then see everything clearly as God intended. You know, as that song said, you know, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. We can have a clear perspective of our life's journey and understand why things happen. We then will see him face to face and appreciate the fullness of our relationship. We will understand that our life's journey was planned so we wouldn't have to settle for temporary existence on things that are passing away and the dark valley of old age and a wicked and terrible world where evil reigns. No, we have investment in eternal things. Things that will never pass away. We will realize that the here and now is just the hors d'oeuvres. The main course remains for the then and there. We will realize that we're just merely in the introduction of the book. The whole chapters are there to be enjoyed in the by and by. So therefore, the things we don't understand, we will understand it better by and by when the morning comes. Over there, no pain, no disease, no tears. Faith will be replaced by sight. Hope will be replaced by reality. But yet love will continue for eternity because love remains. Let me quote that verse 12 from the New Living Translation. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. When, not Sunday gone, but the Sunday before that, we were driving home, and I was on Long Lane. We're on Long Lane coming down there. And on the radio, there was a song being played. And the words began ministering to me. So much so, getting near down to the corner there at the bottom of Long Lane, my mind just shifted to Sister Lorraine. Little did I know that when I got home, I would have heard that she had passed. But hear the song that many of you have heard. I was just thinking of it. It says, life is a dream. There is a longing in the heart. There's a hunger in the soul. A thirst that can't be satisfied. And deep inside you know, you long for something that is more than everything that is in your world. Life is a dream and heaven's reality. And I'm caught in between. I know it seems this world has everything, but it's nothing more than a dream. Because, and if we hold on, we will wake up to the face of God. Half of life is not even lived. There are parts we cannot see. But sometimes we catch a glimpse, and through a glass darkly, what should be, what life really could be, if heaven only could be now. Life is a dream, but heaven is a reality. So we see love's declaration, love's dilemma, but love's determination. Now abides. The greatest of these is love. Lorraine discovered that love's devotion overcomes every obstacle in the here and now. And by that living of love's devotion, she glorifies God now and impresses others. So what we learned from her, what lessons did we gain from her life? She praised God through her pain. And Lorraine, I'm here to say thanks because it inspired. Many times I would come and sit in church very blasé, not focused. And a song would begin singing. And I, at the beginning of it, we would see Lorraine down, her head down, and we wonder, what is she going through right now? But then by the time you get a little while, as if a shift takes place and a light shines through, and there she perks up. She lifts up. Her hands begin waving and her whole being going. And even with tears running down her cheek, she'd begin a session of worship. And you know what happens? Everyone around us watching that get lifted by her inspiration because she praised her God through pain. She, not only that, she rested in God's grace. And despite unanswered prayers, she taught us that her strength was made perfect in her, his strength was made perfect in her weakness. So thank you, Lorraine. You showed us that God has sufficient grace to take us through and cause his strength to shine through our weak frames. She also fought through the challenges of faith. And now she can declare that we can declare she fought a good fight. She finished her course. She kept the faith. And all I could think is that we look and just see the crown of righteousness that the Lord has for all them who love his appearing. And he, there is it. Lorraine is now rejoicing in a better place. She demonstrated that not even death will be able to overcome the power of love. As with Jesus, because he loved us and he came down for us, he was victorious over death. Death was conquered by the love of God through Jesus Christ. In the same way, her love will be triumphant and she will overcome. We can hear her singing like the songwriter said, "I, by Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, it's now. I love you in life. I will love you in death. I'll praise you as long as you lend me breath." I don't stop there. I'll sing when the death dew lies cold on my brow. If ever I love you, my Jesus is now. A love that starts in the here and now takes you into the then and there. And then you will see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace. Thank you, Lorraine, for your ministry, for your heart, for your love. Thank you that you demonstrated the power of salvation. Thank you, you demonstrated the love of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.